So this would be the Drysdale vignette entitled Cedar Apple Rust in 3, 2, 1. A strange jelly-like substance growing on evergreens, end of quote. That's how most people describe it. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. What it is, after this. 3, 2, 1. The odd jelly-like formations on a few junipers is, in fact, a fairly common disease organism known as cedar apple rust. On certain junipers, galls form, and from these galls, during wet weather, orange-colored gelatinous spore horns, called the telial stage, can be seen. It's the spores from these gelatinous formations that spread from the evergreens to infect any nearby apple or hawthorn trees. The effect on the evergreens is nil, but the disease is a major nuisance on the apple and hawthorn trees, particularly to commercial growers and to gardeners if the trees are grown specifically for fruit production rather than just as ornamental trees. The apple foliage first shows signs of the rust as tiny pale yellow spots on the upper surface about 10 days after the evergreen spore horns are fully developed. The spots are usually circular and they enlarge, becoming orange colored. The tissue beneath the spots eventually swells and tiny tubular projections appear, which later split and recurve. It is here that the spores that reinfect the evergreen foliage are produced. Damage to the apple trees, etc., occurs from loss of leaves and malformation of some of, or the majority of, the fruit. Control of this organism is most easily accomplished by removing one of the trees, either the apple or the juniper. If this is not possible, spray the orange-colored growths on the evergreens with household bleach at full strength or from a hose-end sprayer set at its largest opening. I'm Art Drysdale.